the Republic of Ireland, where he will address the Dublin Parliament, attend a gala dinner, and visit two ancestral homes. Earlier, he spoke at a university in Belfast, urging Northern Irish political leaders to restore their power-sharing government with the promise that scores of major U.S. corporations were ready to invest in that region.
In 25 years since the Good Friday Agreement, Northern Ireland's gross domestic product has literally doubled. And I predict to you, if things continue to move in the right direction, it'll more than triple. There are scores of major American corporations wanting to come here, wanting to invest.
Mr. Biden is in Northern Ireland to participate in marking the 25th anniversary of the Good Friday Peace Agreement. It was his first trip back as America's president. Syria's foreign minister arrived in Saudi Arabia on Wednesday, state media said, in a major signal that Syria's decade-long regional isolation is nearing an end. He landed in the Saudi Red Sea city of Jeddah following an invitation from his Saudi counterpart, the Saudi Foreign Ministry said in a statement. It is the first visit by a senior Syrian diplomat to the kingdom in more than a decade, following an agreement between Riyadh and Damascus to reestablish ties and reopen their embassies. Republican Senator Tim Scott of South Carolina is taking the next official step toward a bid for president in 2024. In a video released Wednesday morning, Scott announced he was forming an exploratory committee, which moves him closer to a formal campaign for the White House. He leaned into his biography as a black man who overcame poverty to argue that Democrats are too liberal and have needlessly divided the country by fostering a culture of grievance. This is VOA News. United Nations Secretary General Antonio Guterres reaffirmed the world body